The fourth dimension also appears in several of H.G. Wells' works, including The Invisible Man, The Plattner Story, and The Wonderful Visit. In the latter, which has since been the basis of scores of Hollywood movies and science fiction novels, our universe somehow collides with a parallel universe. A poor angel from the other universe falls into our universe after being accidentally shot by a hunter. Horrified by all the greed, pettiness, and selfishness of our universe, the angel eventually commits suicide. The idea of parallel universes was also explored, tongue-in-cheek, by Robert Heinlein in The Number of the Beast. Heinlein imagines a group of four brave individuals who romp across parallel universes in a mad professor's interdimensional sports car. In the TV series Sliders, a young boy reads a book and gets the inspiration to build a machine that would allow him to slide between parallel universes. The book that the young boy was reading was actually my book, Hyperspace. But historically, the fourth dimension has been considered a mere curiosity by physicists. No evidence has ever been found for higher dimensions. This began to change in 1919 when physicist Theodore Kaluza wrote a highly controversial paper that hinted at the presence of higher dimensions. He started with Einstein's theory of general relativity, but placed it in five dimensions, one dimension of time and four dimensions of space. Since time is a fourth space-time dimension, physicists now refer to the fourth spatial dimension as the fifth dimension. If the fifth dimension were made smaller and smaller, the equations magically split into two pieces. One piece describes Einstein's standard theory of relativity, but the other piece becomes Maxwell's theory of light. This was a stunning revelation. Perhaps the secret of light lies in the fifth dimension. Einstein himself was shocked by this solution, which seemed to provide an elegant unification of light and gravity. Einstein was so shaken by Kaluza's proposal that he mulled it over for 2 years before finally agreeing to have this paper published. Einstein wrote to Kaluza, "The idea of achieving a unified theory by means of a five-dimensional cylinder world never dawned on me. At first glance, I liked your idea enormously. The formal unity of your theory is startling." For years, physicists had asked the question, if light is a wave, then what is waving? Light can pass through billions of light years of empty space, but empty space is a vacuum, devoid of any material. So what is waving in the vacuum? With Kaluza's theory, we had a concrete proposal to answer this problem. Light is ripples in the fifth dimension. Maxwell's equations, which accurately describe all the properties of light, emerge simply as the equations for waves traveling in the fifth dimension. Imagine fish swimming in a shallow pond. They might never suspect the presence of a third dimension because their eyes point to the side, and they can only swim forward and backward, left and right. A third dimension to them might appear impossible. But then imagine it rains on the pond. Although they cannot see the third dimension, they can clearly see the shadows of the ripples on the surface of the pond. In the same way, Kaluza's theory explained light as ripples traveling on the fifth dimension. Kaluza also gave an answer as to where the fifth dimension was. Since we see no evidence of a fifth dimension, it must have curled up so small that it cannot be observed. Imagine taking a two-dimensional sheet of paper and rolling it up tightly into a cylinder. From a distance, the cylinder looks like a one-dimensional line. In this way, a two-dimensional object has been turned into a one-dimensional object by curling it up. Kaluza's paper initially created a sensation. But in the coming years, objections were found to his theory. What was the size of this new fifth dimension? How did it curl up? No answers could be found. For decades, Einstein would work on this theory in fits and starts. After he passed away in 1955, the theory was soon forgotten, becoming just a strange footnote to the evolution of physics.